This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We're back here on a beautiful Friday morning, and Nicole joins us in studios every other week to talk about all the things that are happening. Man, your monthly newsletter was just packed.
It was. It's fun when we have, you know, so much to put in there, lots of big announcements.
Yeah, there's no filler in here. Nope. It's all like in and of itself would be newsworthy or newsletter worthy constantly. Let's go back to the premium announcement because we were there. We were actually sitting next to each other for the governor and the economic development folks in the state and premium and their CEO and this $400 million investment. In our community. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And again, these are one of those types of investments that take a while to come to fruition, right? So we've been in talks for a while and they do a lot of evaluation. And then especially, and I talk about this a lot, about how a lot of our companies here are either regional or global in nature. So they're competing for capital and, you know, determining, well, where are we going to invest this? Are we going to invest this in our plants in Illinois? Are we going to invest them in plants in other parts of the, you know, country or even other parts of the globe? And TCCI is a great example of that too, right?
Right.
Do they invest over in the East or do they invest here in the United States? And so just really, you know, whenever we get investments like this, not only is it great for our community, you know, morale, which I think is great, but it also signals to other companies that are considering Illinois and considering Decatur that, okay, you know, they're doubling down. Companies are still investing. They're investing in big ways. That's really big. And actually, and the announcement of IFAB, we're talking to several clients now who had kind of passed over Illinois before, but now they're really serious about locating and expanding here. So
well,
it's good.
And I saw the post that you put up on LinkedIn a while back about, you know, for the second year in a row, Illinois ranking number two in the nation for corporate expansions and relocations. And you know, there's this narrative out there that's one thing, and an election year, that's just on steroids. But then there's the reality of what I keep seeing with my own two eyes or being, you know, at this announcement or that announcement, another big thing coming in April. It feels like that to me.
Yes.
But you wouldn't believe that if you're just listening to ads.
Right. So, you know, I think being in Decatur, we can all relate to that, right? Because there was a lot of negativity said about our community for many, many, many years. And until we said, no, that's enough. You know what? Good things are happening here. And we're going to start telling our story, which is what we did, you know, through that Limitless campaign and started. And then everybody jumped on board. Now everybody's doing a much better job of telling our community story. And the dynamics are changing. The state of Illinois was very much like that, right? It was a lot of, we put each other down, the politicians fight, fight, fight. It just, you know what? We have to have somebody that's out there telling the story. And Intersect Illinois is doing a really good job of that. And so, because the proof is there, right? These aren't just rankings you buy. I mean, there's a reason we're ranked number two in the nation for corporate expansions because it's actually happening. And so you have to, you know, that's a part of not just marketing and branding, but that's a part of, you know, changing the dynamics is being truthful about what's happening and talking about the good stuff and making sure that, you know, you can back that up with facts, but that's happening and it's paying off.
I like Mark Dinsler a lot, who was also there at the announcement of premium. And I like what the Illinois Manufacturing Association does. I mean, if there's a legit beef with something that's, you know, being talked about in the legislature that's harmful to business, they come out and say, here are our concerns. Mm-hmm. But when something good happens and there's a positive story, they come out and they say, hey, good for you. This is great. And yes, we just don't get that in politics anymore. It's all just all one side or all the other. And there's never any middle ground of like, hey, we can agree this is good news for us.
Definitely. Yeah. And kudos to Mark Dinsler and the Illinois Manufacturers Association team, because they really are a great organization to do just that, right? For advocacy for the businesses, to really have those tough discussions, though. But it's not a lot of fluff. It's down to business. And they get
but
a
it's
lot
also
done.
If it's good, really it's good.
It is good. It is good. And, you know, when we have companies that are considering Decatur, always in our talks comes the, okay, well, how would I get connected, right? Especially if they're a foreign company looking to enter into the U.S. and come to Illinois, I always recommend the Illinois Manufacturers Association because it's just a plentiful network, but they're powerful and they're very helpful. It's a great organization.
Well, so I just see the work that's happening and the stuff that's coming to fruition because of all the years of work that's been happening. And it seems to me just foolish not to recognize the great news, whether it gives your political opponents credit or not. I mean, if it's good for people who live here, it's good for people who live here. It doesn't matter what political stripe they are.
Right. I agree.
And
I agree.
We just get a lot of that other stuff. And it just seems like, well, we can't have the other side getting any credit. It's like, well, I just want improvements.
Yeah,
and then whoever gets the credit, fine.
Sure.
But there's a lot of people working together and a lot of excitement happening. And this IFAB thing, you know, I know it's tough, you know, because they're in Champaign. And well, what does that mean for Decatur? And connecting those dots about how really this is a 1,000 foot view of economic development and what helps one helps the other. And we're right in the middle of all this.
Definitely.
But it's not as easy as to say, look, Innova Feed's opening.
Right. Yes. You know, it's all interconnected. And that's what we've been working for, you know, towards years. And this is a result of what happens when you put your collective assets together and go after something big. And so that's what we've done. And so if you know, and I encourage everybody to read up on IFAB, because I think once you realize the opportunities that exist between our two, it makes a lot of sense. And the money that we've asked for from the federal government is to fill out that ecosystem to strengthen it. So it's really not only a great partnership, and I love the women I work with on this initiative, because I think that we all get it, but secondly, we know what this will mean for our communities when things really start to click. And we're just super excited. So again, in that biomanufacturing space, a space that Decatur knows all too well and is excellent at, and working with our corporate partners, everything from our corporate partners to our educators and workforce development and labor, to research and development and entrepreneurs. I mean, the entire ecosystem exists here already. We just need some key tanks, really, at the end of the day, and money for some support so that we can really get things cranking. So,
all right. Now, the Illinois Manufacturers Association, we mentioned earlier, but they have their Makers Madness competition going on. I wasn't sure that the dozer was built here. I was looking through the list. The new one didn't have, like, locations. And Caterpillar is, of course, all over the state of Illinois. So are we just rooting for Caterpillar in general?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're rooting for Cat in general.
In general. Okay. I was just saying, because it's a local company that's still, you know, in the running.
Yep, definitely. Again, to my point earlier, a lot of the companies that we have with footprints here in Decatur also have footprints throughout the state, throughout the nation, throughout the globe. So, yeah, so we're rooting for Caterpillar on this one. So get out and vote.
All right. There's your marching orders on the
right.
And you, in between games. I know everybody's going to be busy, but that only takes a few seconds.
That's right.
All right. How big an Illinois basketball fan are you?
Big. My husband and I, that's where we met at University of Illinois. Yes. And
I thought you were going to say at a game.
No. Nope. We met, at U of I, and all of our parents went there, his grandparents, great-grandparents. I mean, we've a lot of Illini blood in our family. So, yeah, we're excited. Always been big fans. I like this team a lot, and I think it's going to be super fun. If we just make it past the second round, I'll feel really great. But we fill out brackets every year, and my husband's very realistic about his bracket. I went totally on emotion this year. So I went back to an Illinois-Arizona matchup. You know, Illinois going against Tennessee in the final. I know this is all ridiculous. But,
no, but why not?
We have good friends that are Tennessee fans, so we're Tennessee fans too. And so it's like, all right, let's do it.
Why not?
I'm sure it's going to be a total bust. But on the off chance it's not,
you never
the best
know.
Year ever.
Every day a Kentucky goes home and
oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, are you a nervous watcher like Angela? She just paces and can't sit still. And
no.
Okay.
No, not nervous watcher. I do. We enjoy it though. And our you know, our son is 9 now and he's really getting into it, which is super fun. So when you can kind of share that experience, you know, with your kids and your friends and family, it's super fun. So
good luck.
We love it. Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much. ILL.
We will be talking a lot because there's a lot, you know, spring is here and there's a lot coming down. I mean, I know the things we can't talk about now, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be really adventurous next 60 days or so. big stuff. All right, Nicole, thank you. I know you got a 9 o'clock call. We'll let you get out of here.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.